Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
95.7 The Game, live and local. Now, it's Zachariah and the Guru.
Bay Area! Welcome to the program. You heard the man.
Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night edition. Zachariah, Daryl, the Guru Johnson. We take you from now until 9 p.m. How are you, my friend? I heard a little good news coming from you right before the show started.
Yeah, some we can't. Relations. Yeah, I don't know between who. But I'm embarrassed.
We need an applause on that.
I don't know, tell you.
Embarrassed on what?
I hope she ain't listening.
Embarrassed. Me too. There we go. Yeah. Guru got Christmas.
You sent me a Texas tweet hoping and said, tell the kids I hope they had a wonderful Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And I hope Santa was good to them.
Yeah.
And I'm in my 40s, early 40s, late 30s.
Okay.
And
slash late 40s.
I responded back telling you what I received.
Yeah.
And you didn't hammer me like you should have. But I
was
want
happy
you to
for
know
you.
Your. No.
I
what
was.
Type of grown man? That, I'm going through
know
a midlife crisis.
Gifts. I want to know what you received.
No, that was terrible,
no,
Zach.
Was
you let me
that.
Go. But other than that, I had a great Christmas. How about you?
I'm at
Uh-oh.
That. Well, look, I'm 32, I don't have kids, and I'm not married. So Christmas for me, I'm too old for it, and I don't have kids that I can kind of live through anymore.
So should I ask you about Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve we got after a little
okay.
bit. Yeah, Christmas Day, you know, just I lived through the nieces and the nephews.
There
they opened
is.
Up the gifts. They're all happy. So, you know, I just use it as an excuse to watch sports and consume beverages because I didn't have to work either day.
What's better?
Praise everybody for that. But welcome all, man. We got four jam-packed hours for you. Guru, I always love doing shows with you, but these are the shows that I love doing the most when there's too much stuff to talk about.
Smorgasbord.
You know what I mean? When there's just all this news coming in. Obviously, the big game yesterday and Warriors fans, we want to start with that. I want to know what your favorite part about that win was. 89-83 over the Cavs. There's a lot of different things that you can pick from, but what was your favorite part of the win? At 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. You can text us on the text line, 95795, and we are Twitter friendly. He is at Triple D Guru, DDDGURU. I am at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. I can tell you this right now, Guru, my favorite part, and it wasn't the trash talking and the Cavs saying if they were fully healthy, maybe they were the better team, and they were fully healthy in this game, even though Kyrie's coming back. It was the score. It was the score
Grimy?
Of the game.
You like that, huh?
89-83. Yes, I do, because you and I for years have been talking about this ball club, and one of the things that they did lack was a junkyard dog, was a back-to-the-basket kind of score. You know, if the game gets ugly, are they going to win? Now, Draymond has become that guy, and boy, did he shine yesterday. But just the fact that they won a game in the 80s. If you had told me going into the game, Guru, 89-83, I would have said, oh, Warriors lose.
Gotcha.
Tough game, but there's no way they scored 89 points and won. But they won it, and that was my favorite part. What was yours?
The fact that I don't know what it is about Dellavedova. I'm not going to dare look at you guys in the face and say Kobe stopper. I'm just Kobe Curry stopper. I'm going to just say something about the Cavalier uniform. Curry didn't have one of those 40-point.
No.
I'm just Teen Wolf, Michael J. Fox. But this is what I loved about it. Everybody else contributed just like the finals. Iguodala didn't have the greatest game, but steady Draymond Green was there. But other players, Clay stepped up. Zach, I'm telling you, this team is without a crucial ingredient in Harrison Barnes. And when you watch games, it's like, damn, you got to remind yourself. So to answer your question, it's the fact that it wasn't Steph and Clay.
Mm.
It was a group effort.
Yeah.
And they're showing you we got many styles.
Yeah.
We can score 121-30.
Mm-hmm.
Curry can show out. But yesterday, it was that old New York Knicks against the old Miami Heat led by Alonzo Mourning.
Yeah. I mean, Steph and Clay, the Splash Brothers, a combined 12 of 31.
Yesterday.
Steph did have 7 assists. That's the beauty of Steph's game and why really, I mean, look, I know Klay doesn't handle the ball nearly as much as he does, but even when Steph has an off day, he can still really contribute. They had 19 points and 18 points respectively, but obviously well off of the season average for Steph, and certainly not one of Klay's best games. Yeah, you could go to that. You could go to the fact that it was a team win. Really, the only way you're going to win an 89-83 game if you're the Warriors is if Green has a big game. And I would say 22 points, 15 rebounds, and 7 assists is a big damn game.
And you know what?
He thrives in those. Yeah. He loves it. He probably likes it more when it's
Zach,
ugly.
I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, and then he just feeds off talking mess. Oh. He's like Gary Payton.
He was so
He's almost
bold
up there
yesterday.
On Mount Talk.
Yeah.
He's so bold.
No,
that's
he was.
Word.
Yesterday he was. He was pumping his chest. He was screaming. I mean, more than usual.
And one more thing that I enjoyed, the refs swallowed their whistle.
Oh, did they let them
guys
play?
Were, I noticed it was that. Like the whole,
my brother was screaming, why isn't that a foul? I'm like, the
but
Warriors
50,
are doing the
50,
same
50.
Exactly. The Warriors are doing the same thing, which is letting them play, which I love. I mean, all the ticky-tack fouls, if you were playing a pickup game and they called them all that, everybody would hate the game. It'd be too slow. People let each other play for the most part in pickup basketball, and that's what refs should apply more. I noticed that as well. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah here on 95.7 The Game, asking you your favorite part from the Warriors' win yesterday. I went with just the score, 89-83. Guru loved that, you know, it wasn't Steph and Klay that just totally took over. Both of them scored less than 20 points, but what say you at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. The other part, Guru, and you and I have been talking about this for a while. How many other teams in the NBA would Sean Livingston be the starting point guard for? He was incredible yesterday. He can't miss that short
Can
range
I
shot.
Answer everyone?
Yeah, go ahead.
He's got it down.
Yeah.
It's like Bernard King, the little Zach. You know it's going in.
And he's so long.
But remember the horrific injury that he came back from.
Yeah.
It says something, Wes, about life. Like, don't quit. He almost lost his leg. The doctor came in. He was like,
was
okay, I'm just going to surgery. He was like, there's a chance you might lose your leg.
Yeah.
And now, Zach, there's some, I know you're going to throw something at me,
probably,
that would argue that they might prefer a guy like Livingston over certain other guards. I wouldn't dare say Steph or Klay, but he's got it down, Zach.
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, I would like to go through the rosters of every basketball team and find out how many he would be the starting point guard for. Now, he doesn't have a ton of range. He doesn't shoot the three ball well. He doesn't get to the line a ton, but he's a good passer. He's a great rebounder. He's very long for that position. And the way he gets the ball and just sort of pulls up and rises above everybody and he shoots it so well. He was 8 of 9 from the floor for 16 points, and it felt like 12 of 12.
And
like,
he's no slouch on defense either.
Oh, not at all. He's a great defender. Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's why their second team is so dynamic.
That was what yesterday was really about to me. It was about defense. It was about grit. It was about winning without having your best stuff. It was about Draymond shining in that sort of moment. It was about being deep enough to have guys like Livingston come off the bench and carry your offense when your team needs it badly. And they did need it from Livingston because that game was close. If it wasn't for LeBron missing some free throws, we could have been looking at OT or, I mean, who knows?
When we're in the battle and you say things, they don't resonate until I'm driving home or I'm on my couch and it's the rewind. But you said Iguodala reminds you of a 20, his body. But here lately, Zach, he's been not looking bad, but he's playing more towards the Iguodala where he wasn't
playing
that
more
attractive.
Of his age. Playing more of his age.
So this makes Livingston just jump off the screen when it's not, because, I mean, Iguodala had a few opportunities.
He
Zach,
was
but
one
he
of could, six.
Oh, it
Iguodala
was, a, it was an ugly
yesterday.
One of six, too.
Yeah, and look, I didn't expect Iguodala. And look, maybe he's going
to... Saying that you'd be consistent.
Well, I mean, look, maybe he's going to go up and down. But the way that Iguodala started the season, I was like, seriously, did this guy... And he did go to Germany to maybe get some blood spun, all allegedly. I don't know what goes on over there. But
new
I know
shipment.
I know Kobe's done it before. And when they come
it
back,
worked.
They look really spry. The point is, he looked like he was bathing in the fountain of youth. Yes, hypotheticals. All hypotheticals. I want the name of the show to be hypothetical. So everything I say
like
during
that.
The show can be hypothetical.
Doesn't sound like you know exactly what you're talking about.
Most of the time I don't, Jim. I got to be honest, but right now I really do. So anyways, we want to know what your favorite part was, because there was a lot to pick from, and the thing that I want to get into coming up next, Guru. And we'll get to your phone calls at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Do you believe players when they speak? How frequently do you believe players when they speak? Because I think there was so much we have gotten as a society, as the media, like if you say something, it'll be tweeted out, your quote will be tweeted out, and then it'll be on
scrutinized,
and then your players will get asked about it to the point where all these players have to just be quiet. And there was something specific about yesterday's game where I'm like, there's just no way. Like, why can't we all just be honest in the locker room and just say exactly what happened yesterday?
So I can't wait.
We'll get to that next in your phone calls. 888-957-9570. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah coming back at you. 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to The Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area, 95.7 The Game. He is Daryl the Guru Johnson. I am Zachariah. Coming up at 5:30, Mark Abanez. I call him the anchor icon. KTVU.
That's nice. Anchor icon.
Channel 2. Almost a friend of the program. We're getting there. We're getting there with Mark. We love having him on. He did something great with Steph Curry. I want to talk to him about that as well.
And he said when he's doing his lawn, he'll turn into you and I. He did say that last time we had him on the show. I believe him.
Could be lying. But
damn.
No, I mean, hopefully he's telling the truth. I'd like to think all that right. Mark, when he's pulling the weeds, is listening to us yell at each other. The other parts of the guest list, we have voice of the Detroit Lions, Dan Miller, at 6:30. Talk to him about some Niners-Lions. And then Chris Haynes, Cavaliers beat writer and NBA insider for Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer. He will join us at 7:30. So there's your guest list. And right now, want to get to your phone calls, 888-957-9570. Your favorite part of the Warriors win. 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Before we get to the calls, Guru, the thing that I'm talking about is essentially everybody asking them,
I'm ready,
whether or not it was just another regular season game or whether or not there was something more to it. And basically, to a man, everybody said, no, it's just a regular season game. We're two top teams. And, you know, we just want a chance to, I mean, you know, it's just a regular season game, which is complete nonsense. We talked about how
cliche-ish it is.
Well, but Draymond Green and how demonstrative he was yesterday. That was because they were playing the Cavs. Now, he acts like that most of the time.
But Steph did it. Steph let it out when he got the and-one.
And you could tell they were putting a little bit more on it. You were seeing a little bit more out of them. They were letting out a little bit of more emotion yesterday than they would against other teams because they were playing the Cavs. Call it what it is. It's a finals rematch
game. So you want them to own it.
I just want them to admit that they were more into that game than, you know, the Warriors playing the Pelicans or the Cavs playing the Magic.
It's a reason you were paired to play on Christmas. This is a showdown. It's a clash.
This
is not how this team rolls outside of Green, and I think that's why when he's boisterous, it's effective because you don't have 10 of those guys on the team to where it would then become cocky.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
I hear you,
no,
Zach.
I mean, I know what you mean, and I know it, but it stems from the larger part of it, which is we want you to say something, but then when you do say something, we kill you for it.
Double-edged sword.
Articles, and you're on Deadspin, and your teammates are having to answer for it, so you're not allowed to say it. But in this instance, if they just all got together and said, hey, let's just all tell the media that this is a big game for us. Because, I mean, let's just be honest. It was for everybody. You see the ratings? It got a huge rating.
Oh, just add that on to the other huge ratings.
Yeah.
They're blowing CSN records every game.
Every once in a while. I mean, I wish that in general we didn't crush people for saying stuff. You know, we didn't say, you just don't say that. You just can't say that. You got to get a PC guy to teach you how to be politically correct. And yet, I mean, you know, we've dumbed down these athletes to just basically be robots. We don't allow them to have personality or give you any quotes because we're going to crush you.
Oh, all day. And you think they're not on it? But real quick, Zach, out of left field, father's under, who cares? What the hell is Drake doing? He's at every basketball game that's of significance. He was
you
at the Lakers. No, I love it, but I'm just like, did you see the little video of him in In-N-Out?
Mr. Fab took a picture with Drake.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Mr. Fabulous. Yeah. Fabby Davis Jr. took one.
If I was Drake, I'd be going to everything, too. He's made of money. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
No, but he's also, you and I, he's in my top five rappers of all time. If it's done right now, I just put him there.
I'd say right now, but I don't know about of all time.
Oh, I got him in mind.
I got too many old school ones before that. Let's get to the phone lines. James in Oakland. Go ahead, James.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I had two favorite parts of the game. One was the bench, our bench, and the second part was the fact that we beat the Cavs shorthanded, really. We didn't have Harrison Barnes, so we wasn't really able to use that small lineup that was really the Achilles heel for the Cavs in the finals. And also without Steve Kerr, who implemented that plan. I love that. And also Steph Curry, he got hurt in that game, too. He was gone like the majority of the first half or whatever. We still beat him. I love how Sean Livingston was playing. It was a complete team effort. And not only is Sean Livingston would be a starter, but Andre Iguodala would be a starter. Justice Zeeley would be a starter. And in some teams, Barbosa would start. So we got a bunch of starters coming off that bench. We just a complete team. We're a better team than a lot of these teams, than every other team. I'll say it. We're the best team.
I don't think anybody's going to dispute you on that, James.
Oh, and the last thing I want to say, I want to get at is it's two point guards out there with Draymond Green and Steph.
When
they were aware of that pick and roll with Draymond and Steph, but Steph was giving the ball to Draymond and he was just picking them apart. It was just like, oh my goodness, they didn't know what hit them. They didn't know what to do. They were just deers in the headlights.
Yeah, Draymond Green really is playing a point forward. Thank you for the phone call, James. Appreciate it.
Leading his position in assist.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. The guy is just what happens is ultimately He has gotten so comfortable.
Wow.
He doesn't create in the sense of having handles and being really fast or anything like that. He creates
vision
within the play. He doesn't bring the ball up, obviously.
But sometimes he will, Zach.
Sometimes.
On a break.
Oh, on a fast break. Yeah. He can push the break just fine. But most of the time, it's the part of the play. He becomes the point guard within the play because the first guy just kind of dumps it off. You know, Curry will dump it off, run around some screens, and then he makes something happen, and then help comes, and then all of a sudden they've forgotten about Steph.
Backdoor.
Who ends up hitting the three because they forgot that they were even dealing with Steph, even though you should not. Zachariah, Daryl the Guru Johnson, 95.7 The Game, taking your calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. But that's a good point. The Warriors were without Barnes, and the whole lineup of death, as they're calling it, I forget the ridiculous numbers.
Where are you getting these? I love it.
On when they're playing that lineup, which is essentially Green and Barnes and Iguodala and Clay and Steph.
Wow.
And Draymond's like, I guess, the five.
Brandon Rush was 0-for-5, by the way.
You need Harrison. Yeah, he didn't look
17.
He did.
It looked like okay.
But you didn't even have Barnes to put that lineup in toward, because when they normally use that is towards the end of the game, and that's when it got a little bit dicey. It got a little bit close. Iggy missed a couple of free throws. Luckily, LeBron missed a ton of free throws.
And what's that jump on the guy's back to foul him? Did you see that hanging?
Yeah,
come on, NBA. Let's get this fixed, Commissioner.
Yeah, it's essentially so that.
No, I get
no
it.
No time goes off the clock.
But it's ridiculous
when
you got a point guard jumping
on
a center.
They got to do something about the foul situation. Yeah. LeBron James, 4 of 9 from the free throw line.
And
I don't know why
he's
so bad at free throws, but he's terrible.
You think he's tired, maybe?
No. Well, I don't think he's tired. He's never been good at free throws.
And I want to throw one thing.
Especially clutch free throws.
We're always throwing roses and unicorns at the Warriors because everything's so perfect. But there's one Warrior who struggled this year.
We're throwing unicorns at them?
Well, they're in there. They're floating.
Okay.
Skittles.
All right.
Barbosa, who got hurt. Looks like it may be a significant injury, Zach. He's been hurt. His health. He hasn't been the Barbosa of last year. And I feel like they need him more now.
The Brazilian
blur? Yeah, now he's not available.
Well, Spates hasn't been the guy from last year either.
Space has been in and out too much. Maybe he just got content
with
Space
Fat?
Yeah,
that
you
was
look
Guru,
at
not Zachary.
No, you got the little roll.
I got you.
Yeah.
I made a rap song for Space.
Basketball Fat.
Yeah.
Zach, you did, and did somebody steal it?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't hear
I don't
it
know,
anymore.
Probably.
More money? More. Can we hear it?
All my stuff gets stolen. I'm sure we have it somewhere, but he probably doesn't have it already.
Yeah,
more money.
Wow, Mo the rookie.
Mo Money.
Mo Buckets. I got your back, Mo Money.
Mo Money. Mo Buckets.
Wait for the drop.
Mo Money, Mo Buckets, Mo Spates.
Oh.
Mo Money. See, I got your back.
Ever since this drop, though, he's been terrible.
Oh, you're saying I jinxed him?
I think so.
Unbelievable. Let's go to Eric in San Francisco. Go ahead, Eric.
What's up, Dad? Dropped up at the game last night, and to me, what stood out was the tempo and pace was the Cavs, and the Warriors beat them at their own game.
Exactly.
And for all the critics who think the Warriors can just, you know, run and gun up-tempo style team, hey, they showed against Memphis. If you want to slow down the game and play, you know, grind down type of ball, they can beat you that way too. So that pretty much cemented what kind of team they're like. And also, the way Curry, even though he didn't have his best in the game, those clutch drives at the end there was where he pretty much sealed the game with those, where he drove around Dellavedova and then the one where he got around LeBron. So that pretty much showed why he's the MVP. And even when he's off his game, he's going to do something else to take over a game and win. Oh, and key point, one last thing is Sean Livingston. He was outstanding. He was the key. Draymond was Draymond. We're used to him just logging almost triple doubles now. But I thought Sean Livingston, the energy he provided off the bench, I don't think he missed a shot. So great win, and that pretty much showed that they can, they're a better team than the Cavs. And if you can't use the Kyrie, wasn't there. Kyrie was in the game. If you're playing, then, you know, too bad. You're in the game. So they didn't have Barnes. So that was a swap out there. So
yeah, I think it was a much more satisfying victory than if they had won 132.
And I'm
going to
throw one more tidbit at you.
What's that?
How many games do you think we could count this year, and I mean this, last year, that the Warriors were out-tempted at the three-point line? Cleveland was 5 of 30. It's not their forte. They're one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the league, but it's something about the building, keeping up with the Dubs. Zach, they were 5 for 30. The Warriors were 5 for 18. But if that's your antidote to try to knock off the champs, go ahead.
They took 12 more three-pointers and made the same amount.
How many times has that happened to the Dubs?
And Steph was 1 for 4.
Yeah, he didn't have his best game.
From behind the arc, but he did extend his streak. He's coming for Kyle Korver, who owns the most consecutive games with at least one three-pointer.
Look at you.
So hitting that one, he did continue the streak. But, yeah, I mean, Dellavedova, look.
I like him, Zach. Is there something
Curry
I
stopper,
like him.
No, that's fine. You can like him. I mean, he's horrible offensively. But in terms of defense, he annoys Curry.
That's annoying.
And
great
word. It was on display again yesterday. But what Curry did a good job of is rather than
trying to
be hell-bent on shooting the three, that's how he got all those wide-open layups. Because Dellavedova was all in his jersey and annoying the hell out of him.
Let me go by him.
And then, yeah, exactly. Because they're so worried about him shooting threes that, you know, he's going to be able to get some twos in there. But he has to adjust. He seems annoyed by him. We'll get back to your phone calls. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Coming up next, Mark Abanez, the anchor icon.
Friend of the show.
KTVU Channel 2. He can talk everything with us, so we will talk everything with him. He's coming up next. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
That will do it. Golden State stays perfect at home, and they continue the best start in NBA history. A rough and tumble, grind it out game as the Warriors improve to 28-1, 14-0 at home this season, and 32 straight home victories here at Oracle Arena.
32 straight home victories. That is ridiculous. They just don't lose at home, Guru.
Man, it's special.
It's incredible. All right, coming up at 5:45, we'll get to some sound from after the game, a piece that I definitely want to hear from Draymond Green when asked about playing with, you know, because the Cavs had Love and Kyrie yesterday, Guru.
A gimpy Kyrie. I hated that. A broken kneecap, Zach. That's serious.
Yeah, it's not good, but he just looked a little rusty.
Yeah, dragging it.
We'll also get to your phone calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. But right now, Guru, it's one of our favorites, friend of the program, Mark Abanez. I call him an icon or an anchor icon. You like that? And
yeah.
we're trying to get his Twitter followers up. We have no business having more followers
more than him.
I know,
I
it's ridiculous.
Important.
So follow him on Twitter at Mark Abanez 2, of course, for KTVU Channel 2. He joins us now. Mark, how are you?
Hey, everything's great. I hope you guys had as good a holiday as I did. Nice to have the kids back home from school and all that stuff. It was wonderful, man. And I'm I'm pumped. As you know, I just came back from a Steph Curry event, so it was great.
Yeah, tell the listeners about it. What exactly was going on there? My partner was joking that his Curry's calf must be fine because he was carrying a bunch of boxes.
No question about it. It was a church in Oakland, and for the third straight year, get this, given out 400 meals and necessities to families in need. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you guys. This is the first time that I have ever met Steph one-on-one. I've done group interviews with him before, and I had a chance to do a one-on-one interview with him and hang out for 3 or 4 hours in Oakland with the giveaway. And this guy's for real. I mean, I'm intuitive enough to know a nice person who's not putting on a show, and this guy is definitely the real deal. He truly is the nice guy that you guys always hear he is. He really impressed me a lot.
Marks, speaking of impressed, yesterday the Warriors took on the Cavs. It was a big showdown. And I'm running out of adjectives again to describe Steph Curry. But, Mark, I'm getting more in awe of Draymond Green. And it's not the buckets. It's not the passing. It's not the three-pointers. It's the leadership role that I see him demonstrating, you know, all four quarters. And is it safe to say he is the heart and soul of the Golden State Warriors?
I really think it's incredible, the metamorphosis that we're seeing from this guy. And you are right. I mean, he is the guts that grinds things out with that team. And, you know, just his facial expressions alone should tell you his determination to win. And he is literally doing everything on the floor to will the Warriors to victory. I'm just so impressed with him. He's got the intangibles. And I think one of his mates said it yesterday, Sean Livingston, I think it was, who said he's a winner, and that's a skill. You can't teach it. You can't put your finger on exactly what it means. This guy is a winner.
Mark Abanez, KTVU Channel 2, is joining us, Zachariah and the Guru, here on 95.7 The Game. Mark, the thing I was most impressed with from the game last night was the score, 89-83. For all the Charles Barkleys out there that say jump shooting teams can't win, what people tend to forget is how good of defense this team can play. And so for me, it was a little bit special beating the Cavs, who said if they were fully healthy, they could have been the better team, but also beating them in a grinded-out defensive fashion.
There were lots of facets of this game that I really liked. And number one, I think we all saw that picture of the woman on the sideline who was calling LeBron a crybaby. And did you see that, where she was in the courtside seat?
Yes.
She
was, and he caught her. He caught her.
Yes, yeah, he did.
Yeah, yeah, that was the beauty part about it. But, you know, the thing was, I did think that the Cavs did a lot of whining last year about how they weren't at full strength and intimating strongly that they would have been the better team had they had everybody out there. And I love the fact that they were actually healthier than the Warriors, you know, because I think Harrison Barnes is such a huge part of what the Warriors do. But I like the fact that they were able to slow it down. Obviously, Steph Curry did not have a lights-out shooting day, and they were kept under 100 points, and they still found a way to grind out the victory. But I got to tell you guys, I'm not a huge fan of basketball on Christmas. It's kind of a sacred day to me. And I looked at it like, okay, guys, my whole family, I had like 28 people over there. I said, you can watch the game during dinner, but no volume. Got to turn the sound down and you can watch it. And I almost choked on my turkey when I, out of the corner of my eye, saw Steph walk into the locker room with his socks and shoes off, or his shoe off, and I'm the one who broke the code of silence. I'm the one who, I'm like, I'm turning up the volume. What the heck's wrong with him? You know? So I think all Warrior fans kind of caught their breath at that moment. But he assured me today that it's absolutely nothing. It's just a little cramp in his calf, and he's all right. And, you know, all is good with the Warriors. continuously.
Mark, not only a game on Christmas, another Bay Area team had a game on Christmas Eve. The Oakland Raiders sent Seawood off in style, an exciting game. But another storyline to that game was possibly the last game for the Raiders in Oakland. And I don't know, I'm guilty of this. I just felt like there's no chance of them leaving. Do you feel like the Bay Area really grasped the fear of the Raiders actually leaving? Or was an underlying confidence that I think I have that I saw from a lot of other people as well as the press?
I don't think the Raiders are leaving. And I think there's a combination of reasons for that. But I think the club in St. Louis, the Rams, I think they're going for sure. And I think the league is not going to accommodate Mark Davis. I don't think they're going to make things easy. I think they remember his father suing the NFL. And I don't think there's this huge magnet pull by Los Angeles to get the Raiders. And I don't feel that there's a lot of pull down there. I just have a gut feeling. My gut is telling me the Raiders are staying in Oakland and they're not leaving. But we just got to get some people figured out in the East Bay. There's no real deal makers, like love them or hate them, but like Willie Brown, who makes things happen, a Carmen Policy. I mean, the Raiders got to get somebody who can make things happen and shake the ground a little bit and make sure they stay in Oakland. But I really, for some reason, just my instincts are telling me they're not going anywhere next year.
How much do you think them now being in a spot, having a franchise quarterback, a franchise wide receiver, actually getting a free, well, he wasn't a free agent, you retained him, but Crabtree choosing to sign back with the Raiders, having a, you know, competent coaching staff in place, how much does all of that affect their chances of staying or going? Does it matter whether or not they're, you know, 2-14 or 8-8? Does the success of the team have any effect on whether or not they stay?
I think all signs are positive for the Raiders with regard to on the field happenings, but I really don't think that it influences unless it was really over the top. Like, for instance, I mean, I know the Warriors are basically out and moving to San Francisco, but I mean, a big geographical change, I don't think it affects anything unless the Raiders were like a perennial playoff Super Bowl power, which they are not at this juncture of their history, and I think they're headed in the right direction, but I don't think that aspect has a lot to do with it, because the Raiders have been non-competitive, let's put it that way, for so many years. You're not hearing a big outcry from fans leaving, and you're not hearing a big pull from the other side of wanting them. And I think ideally for the Raiders in Oakland, I think that's a good thing, because I think they have a better chance of retaining them, not having to go up against a location and an aspect like a company or an owner or a guy with you know, billions of dollars wanting them. Does it seem to you like anybody is really pulling for the Raiders to come to L.A.? I'm not feeling that.
Mark Davis would be the only person that comes to mind.
Me neither.
Yeah,
I mean, Mark says he wants to stay in Oakland, but everything he's doing is leading him to L.A., so he's the only guy. But, yeah, in terms of the NFL, you're right.
Yeah, I don't see it, and I don't see anybody begging him to come down there. And I don't see him – I mean, do you guys see any way, shape, or form that this guy gets 24 votes to move the team? That's what he needs, right?
Yeah.
I don't see it happening.
No, of course they, you know, they respected Al a little bit, but there were people that had beef with him because he sued the league, and now it's the Sun, and the Sun doesn't have a ton of respect amongst those guys. So, yeah, I mean, I couldn't see him getting the vote either.
No, I would think of the three teams they're talking about, you know, Spanos has a lot of respect and probably fewer enemies in the NFL. I see, you know, the guy whose name is skipping my mind right now in St. Louis.
Kroenke.
Yeah, that guy's got the money. He can do everything. He can turnkey it himself. And he's, you know, the rest of the owners, they love money, you know, and he's got it. And they're going to put him number one. Number two is Spanos and the Chargers, and I think the Raiders are number three. And I don't see any way, shape, or form that all three of those teams would move to L.A. I just don't see that happening.
Mark, you brought up Carmen Policy, so I'm shaking in my boots. I ache for the Niner empire and what they're watching. But you know what, Mark? The games are they're getting worse. The losses are more embarrassing week after week, and there's ineptness all from the coaching. And I say that to say, do you think that York is looking at this like, you know what, damn it, this is enough, I'm going to make a change? Or do you think he doesn't, like Zachariah says, want to be proven wrong, and he's just going to run with what he has?
Gosh, that's the million-dollar question, and I agree with you guys. I mean, it's okay to not get to the playoffs. I mean, not that okay, but at least you want an entertaining, scrappy team.
Promising. Even promising would help.
Yeah, that adjective too. You know, and I think what we've seen with the 49ers is they're dull. They're unwatchable. I said this the other day. If you were starting a team of your own and you could pick one guy off the 49ers, who would you pick? I mean, who would you want off that entire roster? There's no franchise player. And they've got to make massive changes. They absolutely have to have a guy in there who's familiar with building a team, a guy with a legacy. And, you know, the pipe dreamers, forget about Eddie D getting back involved. Forget about Carmen. It's not going to happen. No way, no how. There's too much ego involved with the Yorks and too much bad blood. But you would think Jed York is a smart enough guy to know. He's got to bring in like a Mike Holmgren type of guy, someone with some loyalty and history with the 49ers that has their best interest at heart, and really bring in a committee, the Steve Young, Joe Montana, Ronnie Lott, guys living in the area that could almost form a committee and help bring this franchise back to respectability. Because right now, I mean, can we admit they're kind of a laughingstock?
I mean,
it's horrendous when you think of how fast they have fallen. It's almost unbelievable that, 2 years ago they were in the Super Bowl? You know, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the biggest colossal meltdowns that I can remember. I mean, and so, like you said, so quick. He is an anchor icon, Mark Abanez. Follow him on Twitter. Let's get him to 1,000 people at Mark Abanez too, so his people at KTVU can get off his back for needing to use
there
it more.
It is.
And wonderful stuff that you did with Steph. It's always a pleasure when you join us, Mark. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Anytime, guys. They're dragging me, kicking and screaming into the technological age.
You know? Take it easy.
Thank you, Mark. Have a good one.
All right, you guys. Have a good holiday.
Love that guy.
I have more followers than the
I think you have double.
Icon of Mark Abanez. I do. I didn't want to say
double his followers. Yeah.
He don't care. He's the man.
I've got like
the consummate pro that he is.
He is, absolutely.
You got how many?
I got triple his followers, I think. Oh. Which is it's a shame, though. I'm admitting that's a shame. Mark Abanez is.
You told him you would run it for him.
I'm down.
You offered.
I would. I've told plenty of people I'd run it. Shooty Babbitt's the account that I really want to run. But I'd run Mark's, too. I'd run all these people's accounts.
Mark
all
you
do is
man.
Tweet like twice a day. I rarely tweet. All right, coming up next, we'll get back to your phone calls. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Also want to get into some sound from last night from the players regarding the game. We'll do all that next. Daryl the Guru Johnson and Zachariah coming back at you. 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, wow.
New board op, new music, wow. Man. They pick what they want. You know what I'm saying? Mix it up a little bit. You about to freestyle?
Yeah, you got to get me away from the mic.
You look like you were about to jump into Hopscotch.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Bay Area 95.7 The Game. I am Zachariah. He is Daryl the Guru Johnson. Coming up at 6 o'clock, we will take your phone calls if you want to talk Dubs, if you want to talk Raiders, if you want to talk bowl games, if you want to talk about whatever the heck you want to talk about.
The Warriors' Christmas uniforms, I asked you off air, you give it a thumbs up.
Thumbs up is strong. I give it a fist pound.
Which is still cool.
No, thumbs up is great. Thumbs down is bad. Fist bump is right in the middle.
And I like the part where the guys go do it with their tennis shoes and had Steph had the green one.
Steph's shoes were atrocious.
But you know what he was doing. It was Christmas colors.
Terrible.
You don't like it? Just it's too
purple,
much.
Looked like a Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Have you seen him in person?
Scene.
I got a little Daryl son for his birthday, and they had those hideous Steph Curry the twos. The
they weren't in the color that Steph was wearing last night.
And I'm like,
who
would buy this for? Just
how the hell are you going to match that?
That's what my whole point, Zach.
Okay,
you feel me knocking?
All right, all right. Yeah, we will take your calls, 888-957. We often like to do favorite Seinfeld episode, too, or best black and white combinations.
Yeah, yeah.
We've done that before, too. 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Do we have my Draymond ready? I want to hear Draymond Green last night on Asked About the Game. Did the game mean any more? Because Kevin Love
just one of 82.
And Kyrie Irving were healthy and playing? There we go. It's all right. We'll get to it.
I got confidence.
We got
in
some
the
guys in training, you know, behind the scenes here, and we are very understanding and people.
You're seething. And the more this show
I'm not seething. I'm the nicest guy, and I'm not going to rip this guy in the commercial break. All right, now let's hear from Draymond on Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving playing.
No, we beat them once in a regular season. That's all they prove. We got a chance for a regular season sweep. They got a chance to tie it up 1-1. That's all that really matters.
Yep, so he's basically being asked, did it mean more because they were playing? You know Draymond was inside laughing in his head.
Keep it real.
His face also looks like it. When he's talking about it, you can tell
it's natural.
Something
else
sometimes.
He has a natural. What you talking about, Willis?
Well, because he's normally brutally honest. So when he's not being honest, it's easy. It's way easier to tell. Let's go to Warrior in Texas.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Warrior?
You know, very seldom in today's modern age of radio do you get a chance with so many mediums to have back-to-back icons on. But to follow Mark and Dan is, I tell you, it's just something great that you guys are able to do the day after Christmas. Most of the time, people like Mark and myself aren't available, but because of the status of this show and the way that you and Zach are rising, Mark and I have both agreed to come on back-to-back.
Well, we appreciate it, Warrior, and happy
Merry
holidays
Christmas
to you.
Oh, yeah,
and yours.
Happy holiday. I'm sorry.
He didn't say Merry Christmas to me. I promise I won't get offended. That is the what this country is founded on, but that's a different story. On to my Golden State Warriors. First of all, Mark Jackson made a comment yesterday in reference to Stephon Curry, saying that or Steph Curry, I'm Stephon like Marbury, but in reference to Steph Curry
being bad for the game, yeah.
Right, it being bad for the game. I don't think he meant it literally. What he said was, hey, you're not Steph Curry. Look at everything else that he brings. It was a compliment. It was just a poorly worded compliment.
I agree. I think people were overblowing it. He was giving Steph love. He was just saying it was bad for the kids that are now only working on shooting long-distance threes.
And he said, hey, look, he's more than that. And he went on to explain that. I just think that he worded it badly. Anyway, congratulations to the Warriors and an absolutely amazing game yesterday. Normally when you see a game somewhere in the low 90s, it doesn't have that kind of excitement. But you're right, to the fan, I don't think it meant much more to the players, but to the average fans or the fanatical fans like myself, the fact that that Kyrie was playing and Love, it did bring a little bit something extra to it. Now, LeBron did say, and I'm not going to make an excuse, Paul, we haven't played long together. Instead of just flat out giving, you know, rectifying the fact that the Warriors are firing on all cylinders. Drew, the way they played yesterday, like you, in spite of how deep that they are and how many injuries that they had, this team still goes around Curry, not going to be able to win without him, like you when he left the court yesterday, or Abanis was saying there was that gas, like how long is he going to be out? How are they going to come back and win tonight? But in coming back and then them having a couple of extra days, you know, really kind of feel good about this. I don't know how long the streak can continue. I'd like to see him get up around 40-3. I'd be happy with that. But even at 40-3, that have to go, what, 12-3, and then we'll say, what's wrong with the Warriors? They've lost three of their past 15
yeah,
games.
Yeah, no doubt. Warrior, thank you for the phone call. We did hear from Mark Ibanez.
We need to book the Warrior.
We did hear from Mark Ibanez that Steph Curry is just fine. And he was lifting boxes, as you said, on Twitter.
Real quick,
and Mark Ibanez said it was just kind of like a cramp type of deal.
I know phone lines are packed, but
yeah.
What's wrong with the kid trying to be Steph Curry? We were trying to be like Mike, damn it. And if the game is changing, I'm not saying kids forget fundamentals.
We can't do it now. We'll get into it later. We got 4 hours.
There's nothing wrong with trying to be the best player.
There is if that's all you're doing.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Okay. Well, I think that was the distinction Mark was trying to make. Mark just worded it poorly, and he needs to realize all Warriors fans are hanging on to every word that he says, waiting for him to say something about the Dubs. And when and when essentially all he said, I mean, this
didn't do much.
This is what was communicated to Warriors fans. I promise you. Wah 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 wah. Steph Curry is bad for the game. Wah 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 wah. So you need to mince your words very carefully. And look, we will get into that later in the show, without a doubt. Let's go to Mike on the 880. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, gentlemen, hope you had a good Christmas, and I hope you have a good New Year. What I'd like to see here is, instead of whining about Steph Curry being bad for the game, how about last year's talk when the Cavs had this injury and that injury? The Dubs beat them with a full squad minus Harrison Barnes.
Oh, yeah, Mike, we just played the audio of Draymond saying that it didn't mean any more, but you're damn right.
The Cavs don't know that? The Cavs, that made the loss that much more bitter.
Oh, absolutely. And the Warriors didn't have Harrison, Mike.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Byron in the Yoon. What's up, Byron?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. Merry Christmas. Kiss the kids for me, D. Check this out, man. The funniest thing I ever heard was, we had a moral victory because we held the Warriors to 89 points. Now, I don't understand.
Who said that, Byron?
LeBron and the whole Cavs.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that.
I didn't hear that one.
I feel like we got a victory because we held the most high-scoring team to only 89, and we just start playing together. Nah, brother.
You got to tweet me the quote on that, Byron. I didn't read that, but that's bad if they said that. Because if you lose
your leader, LeBron.
If you lose the game, who gives a damn?
Mr. You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
It's true. It's fact.
They took the moral victory from holding them to 89 points. And so
that's bad, Byron.
That shows you that the Warriors and Roracle are the greatest. I'm hoping they go undefeated at home so they stay at home.
It's still in play. Oh, they're going to San Francisco, Byron. Byron, wait.
No, there was another injunction about trying to block it.
They're not going anywhere.
But they haven't broke ground.
They are going somewhere.
Yeah, they haven't broke ground yet.
Unlike the A's and Raiders, they are going somewhere.
They might stick around if they haven't broke ground.
You're right.
Have you heard of Goober? Have you heard of Lakeup? They will buy off whatever roadblocks are in between them.
All right.
Byron, I agree with you. I wish they would stay in Oakland. I think that's the beauty of it. Everybody comes there. It's the only basketball team in town. I want them to stay in Oakland, but they gone. Thank you for the phone call,
Byron. If you had to empty out your bank account, we're not doubting Byron, especially coming from Union City.
No, and I agree with him that they should stay.
How confident are you that LeBron made that statement?
We're
going to
get our crack staff on.
A moral victory. If he said that, that is just. Could you imagine Kobe saying something like that?
No, that's bad. There's no moral victory for holding them to 89 when you.
How about I'm pissed off
when you only scored 83
and you miss your free throws at the end? He's got piano back. It's not. He can't.
We got to get into that too. All right, coming up next, your phone calls. You guys want to talk Raiders? We will do it. Derek, elevated. You sit tight. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Zachariah, Daryl the Guru Johnson coming back at you, 95.7 The Game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.